Scotty on US 99.
Go to Gina in Oaklawn. How you doing, Gina?
Oh, well, I broke my windshield wiper today, so I had to drop the car off at Yeah.
How did you break your windshield wiper? Did you not put them up like you're supposed to?
I didn't put them up, and then not only that, but they were frozen to the windshield, and I decided to turn the windshield wiper on and just completely break the motor.
No.
Not just the wiper. So it's a $700 broken
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. That's why wiper's up. That's why you got to do the wiper's up.
Are you new
to Chicago or what?
No, born and raised.
Yeah, you gotta wait for those suckers to defrost before you. You know, my wife is originally from Florida, so when we moved back to Chicago, my hometown, I had introduced her to the wipers up thing. She's like, "What are you?" No idea what I was talking about. Why would you do that? Because I put her wipers up, you know, the night before, and she went out to her car. She's like, "What?" She's like, "Somebody messed with my car." I'm like, "No, let me explain." And it's for that reason. I can't believe it's that much money, though. Holy cow.
I know.
All right, well, that's a good reminder for anyone listening tonight. Wipers up this whole week, at least. Three trivia questions, and if you don't get all three, then they sit and they stay and they go to the next person. So we got three brand new questions today because we got Katrina, who won on Friday, which means we got Brendan from Edgewater is going to take on questions you have not heard before. So pay close attention, because if he doesn't get them, you're getting the same exact question. So, Brendan, are you ready to jump in and take on all three?
I'll try.
Question one. All right. How many elements are on the periodic table, Brendan?
Either 119 or 118. I'm going to go with 118. I don't know if I remember school correctly.
Okay. Well, I don't remember if I remember an hour ago correctly. All right.
Right.
Question two, Brendan. President Theodore Roosevelt coined the term good to the last drop for what kind of drink?
It's coffee.
All right, hold on right there. I will get you question three, just two songs away.
Can you get all three?
I don't know. This is the first time we've ever had these questions, so we'll see if Brendan from Edgewater can knock them all out on the first try. That's only been done once, I think, for the whole time we've ever played this game. So let's see. If he doesn't get all three, then the same questions go to you. So pay close attention. Get your phone ready. And Brendan, are you ready to jump in? Because you answered questions one and two moments ago. So are you ready for question three?
I'll try.
Question three. What sound does 85% of people cringe whenever they hear it, whenever they listen to it? What sound do 85% of people cringe whenever they listen to it?
Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going to go out of the box on this one, the sound of their voice.
Brendan. From Edgewater, you got all three, dude! That's crazy.
That last one I went by personal experience because I cringe at my own voice.
That is crazy that you got it on the first try. That has only happened twice now in the last 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
I know. Wow. You hold on right there.
It's trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right. Three things you need to know today. Speaking of the United Center where the Blackhawks play, Hall of Famer Bobby Hull passed away today. The Blackhawks made the announcement at the age of 84. And if you're not familiar with Bobby Hull, he is a legend in his own right and, of course, in the Hall of Fame. And he played 15 seasons with the Blackhawks and is the franchise's career leader in goals with 604. And he's one of the people that helped break that 23-year drought as far as winning a Stanley Cup in 1961. So our condolences to him, his family, and all of the Blackhawk fans out there who know just how important Bobby Hull is to the community. Let's go to sports, but in a different right. Let's talk about what you watch sports on, the TV. You want to buy a new TV? Apparently today is the day to do that, or this week, I should say, because they are all going on sale following the big game, or leading up to the big game, I should say. So if you want to get a new TV and you're like, but honey, we need this 85-inch TV, like, this is the week to do it. It's going on sale. I'm trying to get everybody to go ahead and upgrade that TV to watch the big game. And finally, we got the final lineup for Saturday at Windy City Smokeout. We already found out about Thursday. We already found out about Friday. We don't know Sundays yet, but Saturday we know it's going to be newcomer Tanner Adele, Megan Maroney, who is rumored to be dating a certain mulleted superstar, We'll just leave it at that. That's alleged. Cameron Marlowe, who he's been in town a couple times. He was on tour with Brad Paisley and Jimmy Allen, which was super fun to see him. And he played Country Thunder. Cameron Marlowe's going to be good. And then Dylan Scott right before Luke Bryan. That's going to be Saturday of Windy City Smokeout. And of course, you can still get those tickets online. And I posted the lineup for all 3 days that we know of. And then as soon as we know the full lineup for Sunday, which the headliner we know is Zac Brown Band, but we don't know anybody else, I'll have that to you too. Go to US 99 Chicago on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It is all up
it's
there.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
I want to change your whole day.
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I'm going to send you a video that anytime you are feeling like you just want to smile or somebody's annoying you or that like you're bogged down by life or stressed out, this video will make you smile. If it doesn't, I don't know what to tell you. So first I want to start off with this viral video. It is this baby's laugh that people cannot stop listening to. And if this doesn't make you happy, I have something for you right after it. Here we go. This is the first one. It almost sounds evil, but when you see the baby smile, it's so cute. Wait, one more time. All right, so if that didn't make you happy, I'm not sure what will. But I do have some more baby laughs. I figured why not just make as many people smile as we can today. So we're going to go through a couple of different baby laughs that I found that, I'll tell you what, they made me smile. So this one is called Ripping Paper. He loves it. Loves it. Oh my God. Okay, this one is called Give Me My Food. One more time with that one. That was funny. I'm telling you, baby laughs are the best. One more. This one's called Did You Fart?
This is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
I'll give you the good news of the story. Jamie in Woodridge. Today, you're going to try and guess the bad news of the story.
Yep.
So the good news of the story is that there was a funeral for a man, and it was a beautiful funeral. A lot of people showed up, his friends and family. And the good, I mean, obviously the bad news is that he died. But other than that, the good news is it was just a gorgeous, beautiful funeral that a lot of people showed up to. What's the bad news of that story? Other than that he's dead.
I'm kind of morbid. He was not in the coffin like he was supposed to be.
Where would he have been?
Not there. Maybe he was in like another funeral room or home.
Oh, misplaced the body?
Yeah.
Well, you're not too far off. They didn't misplace the body. He was not in the coffin because he faked his own death.
No, he did not.
Yes, so that he could see who would attend his funeral.
Stop. Come on. What's wrong with people?
They really want to know who his true friends are, I guess.
Oh, man. He's not going to have any friends when he does die, though.
That's what I'm saying. The second one, no one's going to show up, though.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
The ultimate cry wolf.
Wow. That is crazy.
I would like to do a social experiment because something I read over the weekend. All right. So here's a question for you. Do you trust me? We'll find out. If you had, pay close attention, if you had a wedding and a bachelor or bachelorette party, I have a question for you. I'm not going to tell you what that is just yet. 312-946-4995. If you had a wedding and a bachelor or bachelorette party, 312-946-4995. Okay? I did not have a bachelor party. My wife did not have a bachelorette party because we had a COVID wedding. So we eloped locally here in Chicago. So this is why I need your help. 312-946-4995. If you had a wedding and a bachelor or bachelorette party, 312-946-4995. 99.5. You'll find out why next. You had both of those things, right?
I'm from Orland Park.
All right. Megan in Orland Park. So you had a wedding and a bachelorette party, correct?
Correct.
And when was this?
November.
Oh, recently.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you.
Which one was more fun?
Ooh.
And before...
I...
I asked that because I did. This weekend, I was reading on my Facebook. A buddy of mine had a bachelor party, and he posted on Facebook. He goes, the bachelor party is going to be hard to top. Hope the wedding is as fun. And I was like, oh, my God. I wonder if most people have more fun at their bachelorette or bachelor party than they do at their actual wedding. Because I didn't have either. We had a COVID wedding, so neither of us had a bachelor or bachelorette party. And we did, like, a local elopement. So that's why I'm curious. Which one was more fun?
Say, I definitely let way more loose at my bachelorette party, obviously. I think at the wedding, it's like, you know, you're way more on top of everything going on at the wedding, so you can't really have as much fun as you think you do have.
Right. So the bachelorette party was more fun?
Yeah. 100%.
Which one was cheaper?
Definitely the bachelorette party.
All right, so the one that was more fun was cheaper. All right, Elliot's in Woodstock, but you have an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Northeast London.
You had a wedding and a bachelor party, correct?
Yep.
Which one was more fun?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. If my wife's listening, I hope she isn't, I would say the bachelor party.
The bachelor party. Okay. Let's find out. If you're on hold, stay right there. Okay. 312-946-4995. We'll continue the social experiment next. Which one was more fun?
Honestly, the wedding was actually more fun.
Okay, you're the first person that said that. All right, what's something real quick that made it more fun?
Well, we had a lot of people. Like, our invite list was 315.
Oh, my God. To me, that would have been way less fun.
The bachelorette was low-key, but that's what I asked for.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay, perfect. Well, you got everything you wanted. I love that. And congratulations.
Thanks. Bye.
Three things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, before I get to the most lucrative side hustle, let's talk about free wings. How about that? B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, they're going to give you free wings to every single person in America if the big game goes into overtime. So, if the Eagles taking on the Chiefs goes into overtime, boom, you'll be able to redeem 6 free boneless or traditional wings on that Monday, the 27th, actually, between 4 and 7. So, obviously, you'll see it all over social media. If it happens, keep your eyes out. Know if they go into overtime. Boom, chicken wings. Let's talk about not getting free wings, but you need to afford them, so you might need a side hustle. What is the most lucrative side hustle? No, it's not my Instagram model dreams, unfortunately. Those have failed. It is allegedly dog walking can be the most lucrative side hustle in the U.S. So they say the average wage, hourly wage, now be mind, this was taken in like New York for very wealthy people, but it was about $43 an hour. Now that's not the normal standard. It looks like it's closer to like $20 an hour in the rest of the country. But if you do find the right clientele and you get up to $43 an hour, then you could be pulling in about $100,000 a year on that side hustle. And they say it is in high demand, which makes it one of the most lucrative ones because all the people that adopted a dog or cat during the pandemic, and now they're like, oh, I got to go back to work. So someone's got to walk this dog. So if you're thinking about you need some extra cash, forget the DoorDash. Walk a dog. And finally, let's talk about Lainey Wilson for a second. I think she's so special. I think you're just seeing the beginning of somebody that is going to be around, not only be around, but be making waves in country music for a very, very long time. Lainey Wilson broke a record. She's the first female now in over a decade to have 2 songs in country radio's top 10 chart. So she has her song. This one is called Heart Like a Truck.
I got a heart like a truck.
This one's at number 7.
The mud rubs on dreams in gasoline, and that old highway holds a key. I got a heart like a truck.
And this song with Hardy that's chilling at number 9. Here's Wait in the Truck.
I don't know if he's an angel, cause angels don't do what he did. He was hell bent to find a man behind all the whiskey scars I hid. I never
read and waited for the cops to come.
Oh, that was weird. Anyways, those are the 2 songs that are hanging out on the charts, and she also announced yesterday that she's going to be the recipient of the Rule Breaker Award for Billboard's Women in Music Awards. So she's going to be around for a long time. You can see all of that at us99.com. Let's do another round of
shower thoughts.
Would a candle shop smell nice if it burnt down?
Shower Thoughts.
Don't you dare sounds right, but do not you dare sounds weird.
Shower Thoughts.
If you replace the W in what, when, and where with a T, it answers those questions.
Shower Thoughts.
That, then, there. Get it? Do caterpillars know that they're turning into butterflies? Or are they just building themselves a coffin and then they're pleasantly surprised a few days later?
Shower Thoughts.
And finally, why is the drink list on a restaurant menu never at the very front, despite it being the first question asked at every restaurant?
Shower Thoughts.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of the story, and Alex in Skokie, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Oh, gosh, okay.
All right, so the good news of the story is that there's a guy who he found a painting that was in his storage unit for a very, very long time, and it ended up being worth over $3 million. What's the bad news of that story?
The bad news is that his dog peed on it and now it's worth nothing.
Oh, that would be really, really bad news. You know, you're actually not as far off as you might think, because the actual bad news of the story is that it was covered in poop. The whole painting was covered in bird poop because it was sitting in the shed for so long, but I guess it was protected enough that he was able to clean it off, and so it was covered in bird poop, but they were still able to clean it off enough and auction it off for $3.1 million.
I mean, I was, you know, it's number one versus number two, so you're right. I don't think I was
that far
off, but good for him. It's only worth $3 million now. It's amazing.
I mean, eat bird poop for $3 million.
Same. And pee. I really would.
So moments ago, I asked for a very specific person to call the show. Nora in Wadsworth. You absolutely 100% hate surprises, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me run this by you.
Okay.
Your family's throwing you a party, a surprise party, okay?
Okay, yep.
Which we already know that you would hate, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I found out about it because you and I are obviously very close, and your family knows that I would want to be at your surprise party, right? Obviously.
Uh-huh.
Would you want me to tell you about it since you hate surprises?
Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt, 100%.
Yes, without a doubt.
Because this is the scenario I'm in right now. I found out that someone I know hates surprise mm-hmm. parties. There's a surprise party being planned for them. And I have this information now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I have to figure out if I'm going to tell this person that they are in for a surprise party or not. You would want to know. Now, would you be mad at me if I didn't say something?
I feel like a little bit, because I would want to know what I'm walking into.
Right. Yeah, and like in this scenario, you know that I know you hate it. So you would expect me to say something and betray the person that told me about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, without a doubt, like
100%? Yes, 100%.
Okay, all right. I was afraid that was the answer. thank you, Nora.
Of course.
So that leaves me with this predicament. Do I say something about this surprise party? 312-946-4995. I have this information. If you know that a surprise party is being planned for somebody that you are 100% sure hates surprises, am I supposed to say something or just keep it to myself? Tina in Hickory Hills, you heard about this, right?
Yes. I think you definitely should tell the person that someone's planning a surprise for them, but don't tell them when the exact day is. That way it kind of gives them a heads up, but it doesn't ruin the surprise completely for the other person.
Right, but why should I say anything then? Because then it's still a surprise. Like, it is going to be a surprise at that point.
Well, at that point, like, if you tell them that there's someone planning a surprise party for them, then they can be aware that every time they're called out to go somewhere, they need to be ready and prepared that this could be the surprise.
Oh my God, isn't that worse that you're always expecting? I feel like this is a bad idea. I think it's got to be all or nothing, Tina. I think that because then that person's going to be always like have anxiety about it constantly. Anytime they leave their house,
No, I would want to know because I wouldn't want to show up to my surprise party like looking bad.
So then wouldn't you want to know the exact date? That way you're not having to get up all done up every time you leave the house. You're like, oh, I'm going to go run to the store. But what if there's a party at Jewel?
Yes, I would love to know the exact date because I don't like surprises thrown at me. But if
then
you
why are you trying to throw me under the bus here, Tina?
Because I'm trying to give you like the best of both scenarios. So the
I don't think that's possible. I think it's got to be all or nothing. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but you are making it worse. All right. Thank you, Tina.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
You know, I think we're spoiled. It's almost like if it's not $1 billion, I don't even want it anymore, right? The Powerball lottery tonight is up to $653 million. So you still got time. Go grab those tickets. I figured that was just a nice little reminder. Now, before I get you the new country from Dirks and somebody that he's collaborating with, I want to keep that a secret for just a second. This is such an interesting fact that has kind of been, I've seen posted a couple times, but it's called the belly button tip-off. So what it means is when you and, let's say, your man are in a social setting, pay attention to which way his belly button is pointing, okay? And I'll read you this paragraph of why. Because a man will subconsciously position his belly button toward the woman in the room that he is most physically attracted to, even if he's speaking to someone else, according to body language experts. So if you're having a conversation and you are at, I don't know, let's say you're at Joe's Live, right? Getting ready to watch Matt Still perform. And you're hanging with your man and he's looking at you in the face, but his body's kind of turned a little bit. Check out that belly button. Where's that pointed at? Who's that pointed at? And guys, check your belly button, all right? Like, fix your face, fix your belly button. Something to, give you more anxiety, I guess, than we already need in our life. Finally, let's get to some country music. Dierks Bentley just announced on his Instagram, too, that he is releasing a song with none other than Country Thunder artist Ashley McBride on Friday. I love both of them. Ashley, I think everything she touches is incredible. Obviously, Dierks, so much success. But he's putting out a song, and it's called Cowboy Boots.
Don't be surprised. They got a warning in their name. And the one that's got them all.
That's all he gave us. That's all he gave us on the Instagram. So that is coming out on Friday, but it's part of his album Gravel and Gold that is coming out at the end of this month because it's February already. February 24th, that album comes out. And I'll put the video that he posted with it, too, on our Instagram, US 99 Chicago. All right? So that's what's going on.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Howdy, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
I'm your next door neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
So what I like to do when I'm, like, decompressing, I scroll the Nextdoor app. Have you ever gone on the Nextdoor app?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And they're the funniest posts. So I like to call this, Won't You Be My Neighbor? And I will read you some of the funniest posts that I find on. I've been compiling them for months now. So would you like to hear?
Sure, sounds like a plan.
Let me start with this. The title of it says, Stop Locking Your Cars After 8 p.m. And the post says, some of us have small children and would appreciate if you lock your car with the beep beep noise before 8 p.m. If it's not an option, at least disarm the beep beep noise from under your hood. And it goes on.
What?
So this person wants people to go into their car, pull a fuse or whatever it is, but not lock their car with the beep beep after 8 p.m. because she's afraid it'll wake up their small children.
That's nonsense.
I've never even heard of somebody complaining about that. That's wild.
It's not even that loud.
No, it's not even that loud. That's so funny. The next one's called Huge Divorce Sale. He couldn't keep his pants on, so they're all yours. He says, starting at 9 a.m.-ish or whenever I pass out, come by and get fabulous deals on furniture, clothes, kitchenware, anything else my cheating husband has ever touched. Quotation marks. Bring your penicillin. Nearly everything must go. You get the gist of the rest of that post.
Yes, yes.
All right, this is a good one here. It comes with a picture of the back of a man's pickup truck, and in the back is like a 6-foot-long like sub, like a party sub sandwich, okay?
Okay.
All right, and so the post says, "Who left this on my truck? This is not funny. I called the police on you. This is a violation of privacy and the First Amendment. If I ever see another sandwich on my property again, I'm going to report you to the police."
What? Are you serious?
This is no joke. Somebody thinks that somebody putting a party sub in the back of their truck, which is awesome and weird at the same time, is a violation of their First Amendment somehow. I don't know. They clearly don't know what the First Amendment is, but...
okay.
So that is Won't You Be My Neighbor. Who had the best birthday party? Kid's birthday party growing up, or maybe it was one of your kids, but just had something that was just out of the norm. Crazy, maybe even unnecessary, maybe way over the top, but it was just like the coolest kid's birthday party that probably cost way too much money. Or maybe it was just at a place that was really cool. Because I did see one this weekend from a friend that I haven't talked to in a while. I just saw posted pictures on Facebook. That's how you keep in touch with people, right? It was an 8-year-old party. They had a full Chicago hot dog bar. This is at their house, by the way. They had a live DJ in their living room. And all the kids that came, this is the craziest part. All the kids that came to the party got a Nintendo Switch to take home. What? Why wasn't I invited? That was my only question. So 312-946-4995. The best kid's birthday party either growing up, something that was just awesome. I remember, I think my 5th birthday party, for some reason I was obsessed with the Buffalo Grove Police Department. And I believe, if I'm remembering this right, or I just got in a lot of trouble and I'm mixing it with a birthday party, but we had it at the jail. Like, I went in jail for my 5th birthday party in Buffalo Grove. I don't know, my mom's gonna text me to confirm. Either that or I just got in trouble and I had repressed those memories as a birthday party in some way. So 312-946-4995. It was a foreshadowing birthday party. 312-946-4995. Who had the best kid's birthday party? What was there? What made it awesome? I'm going to live vicariously through you right now. Christine, what'd you have?
I was belly up. I was actually sitting on the bar.
Wait, what? As a kid, you were belly up on a bar?
Yes, for my first birthday.
Your first birthday was at a bar? I'm still confused on this.
My aunt had owned one.
Oh, so your aunt owned a bar, so you had a first birthday, so all the adults just got wasted, and then the one-year-olds had to drive home.
Yes.
That's how you know a party's really for the adults, not for the kids.
Oh, completely.
I gotta go to more one-year-old birthday parties.
It's trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge! It's trending all over the internet!
Scotty on US 99.
Don't forget, I got those Matt Stell tickets for you coming up here at 4:30. And right around that time, too, we're going to talk to our official Woodstock Willie correspondent, is the word I'm looking for some surprise facts that happened this morning. But three things you need to know in trendy news. Of course, I think this has been slipping under the radar because if it's not $1 billion, we don't want it, right? No one won that Powerball jackpot yesterday, so that Powerball will be up to $700 million in the next drawing will be Saturday. So grab your tickets ASAP, or at least before that next drawing, because I want to be friends with you if you have $700 million. The next thing is, you got to mark this on your calendar. February 20th is a date you need if you are a big fan of the Shamrock Shakes. That's when McDonald's says they are bringing them back. February 20th. Fun fact, last year was the first time I ever had a Shamrock Shake. Not bad! Pretty good! Tasty. I like them, so I might mark that on my calendar as well. Now, finally, this is the weirdest thing. I didn't know this, and if you're a bed maker, you wake up and you make your bed first thing in the morning, you might be doing it all wrong, and it might be for a really disgusting reason. So they say that if you wake up and the first thing you do is make your bed, it's gross because during the night, you sweat, you shed dead skin, and so that stuff might be a magnet for like dust mites and bed bugs. So if you're in a hurry to make your bed, you run the risk of trapping that damp air under the covers, which helps like these nasty creepy crawlers start to breed. And then you can get those, you know, mites and those bed bugs. You're supposed to let it breathe. Just let the cover stay open for a little bit and don't make your bed right away. Even though there's all those like success memes that are like, you're successful if you make your bed because you accomplished something today. Yeah, you're accomplishing bed bugs. Don't do that. So at least leave it breathe, or you could be like me and absolutely never, ever make your bed. All right, those are three things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, Scotty, I am going to check in with my official Woodstock correspondent, Beth, who called yesterday, said she goes to see Woodstock Willie every year, and find out what really happened out there today. Beth, what time did you get out there?
I was out there about 7.
About 7 o'clock. And now, I didn't look to see because I wanted the information straight from you, because you said you are our official correspondent in Woodstock. And I did see that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow and said there's 6 more weeks of winter. But he's wrong a lot. Apparently, he is wrong so many times. He's only 39% correct. So I don't trust him. I knew there was always something off about that groundhog. And I think he's like, I think he's taking bribes, to be honest. You know, big weather. The big weather companies are soliciting him, you know? The big snowplow companies. They're paying him off.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you can't trust big snowplow. So, let's go to a trusted source. Woodstock Willie. So, you went out there. They have a whole festival out there, right? I saw, like, a trombone player.
Yes, they have a whole festival, and they open up the shops and everything.
Yeah, and you go every year?
Yes.
Let's find out what happened with Woodstock Willie from our official Woodstock Willie correspondent, Beth. What did Woodstock Willie do? Did he see his shadow, or did he not?
He did see his shadow.
Like, there's going to be more... Winter is what you're saying?
6 more weeks of winter.
I think we need a new Woodstock Willie.
I agree.
So how many, we should be able to elect a new groundhog, right? Like if this one is not fulfilling his needs to the community, we should be able to elect a new one.
I agree.
Is there a Woodstock Wesley? Sorry, Willie, you're out. All right, Beth. Well, thank you for being our Woodstock Willie correspondent.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, Eric in Oak Lawn, have you heard good news, bad news?
I love that segment. Let's
all right,
do it.
So you know how it works. I'll give you the good news of a story. You just try and guess the bad news of this story. Here we go, Eric.
Let's do it.
The good news of the story is that, of course, with Groundhog Day being today, Punxsutawney Phil, there's a lot of facts floating around about him. One of them is that he has done this for over 106 years, which is pretty cool that he's been living this long, right? What's the bad news of this story?
So I know there's like factual information, and I'm going to go that route. And I'm going to say that there's like 10 years that they didn't keep the records. It's like lost records of how long he was actually doing it.
That is true. Interesting fact. I didn't know. That's funny that you knew that fact. That is not necessarily the bad news of this story. The bad news of this story is another interesting fact, is that before that, they used to eat Phil after his prediction.
That is so morbid.
I read that. I was like, really? So I guess they served him up after the first official Groundhog Day in 1887, and they said he was, quote, quite tender.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know. I've never had. Have you ever had groundhog?
I can't say that I have.
I mean, I had some fried alligator on a stick once at the Taste of Chicago, but...
See, I don't know how I feel about alligator in Chicago.
Yeah, wasn't great.
We gotta find
him.
Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
I bet none of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
So this is a segment where I try to find somebody that you don't think I can find. Can I get somebody with this thing or missing that thing or has done this kind of thing to call into the show? And again, you text 44995. Scotty, you'll never find somebody that has never gotten a speeding ticket. Whatever it is, you can text it to 44995. But first, Steve, what did you want to say?
You guys were talking about Woodstock Willie.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to fire him and we're going to hire Country Thunder Theo.
Who is Country Thunder Theo?
I don't know, but it sounds like a cool name that we can just replace Woodstock Willie with.
I agree. So that's what I'm going to do. Usually right now I do a segment called Scotty You'll Never Find, and then you give me different things and different people that I'm supposed to try and find. And it's been everything from people missing fingers to somebody that still has a waterbed, etc. It could be any kind of person. So I got a bunch of texts, and I think I'm going to pivot today and try and find somebody that owns a groundhog. Do you know anyone that owns a groundhog?
No, not offhand.
Okay, cool. Well, so let's do that. Scotty, you'll never find someone that owns a groundhog. Do you own a groundhog? 312-946-4995. We might go ahead and make this the most famous groundhog in all of Chicagoland. 312-946-4995. Do you own a groundhog? I don't know if I'm going to get any calls for this. And that's kind of the point of this segment, is most of the time that there's doubt that I will be able to find this kind of person. So I guess it's perfect, right? Scotty, you will never find someone that owns a groundhog. And if you do, 312-946-4995.
We gotta find
him.
Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
I bet none of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
This is called Scotty You'll Never Find, and then you fill in the blank, and we look for different kinds of people that have done certain things or never done something or own something. Today, I want to pivot and find someone that owns a groundhog, because we're firing Woodstock Willie and Punxsutawney Phil because they tried to give us more winter, and that's not okay. So I don't know if we're going to find somebody, but I'm looking for somebody that owns a groundhog so I can hire them. Who's this?
Jeff Hoffman Estates. Scotty, I do not own a groundhog. However, today is my birthday.
Dude, you got my hopes up so bad. I was like, no, because I was honestly going, no one is actually going to call for this. And then you called and
you thought you had a groundhog.
I thought I had a groundhog. I thought we were going to be able to replace these groundhogs that have given us more winter, and you just got a birthday shout out. Happy birthday.
My sincerest apologies, Scott.
Will you ask for a groundhog for your birthday? Can we negotiate that? Do you know anybody that owns a groundhog?
I do not.
Do you know if it's legal to own a groundhog? Like, can people even own? You know, maybe I should Google this.
Call the zoo.
Call a zoo? Do you think the zoo would let me borrow a groundhog?
It depends on what you're going to do to it, Scott.
Don't make this weird. I just want to name it the most famous. I want to give it the rights to determine if we're going to have winter. It's like kind of, you know how you get knighted? You know, like the queen can knight you. That's what I want to do for the groundhog. I want to give him that power. I don't even know what to Google. Can you own a groundhog?
Is it legal?
Illinois. Nearly all wildlife is protected under, so it doesn't look like you can. All right, I'm going to keep looking for a groundhog.
It's trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
On US 99.
Don't forget, I have those Matt Stell tickets and Chase Beckham be at Joe's Live. I have those coming your way at 4:30 still. Quick reminder, Powerball up to $700 million drawing tomorrow night. Make sure you grab your tickets. Okay, so three things you need to know. We finally know what the snowplows are going to be named. So the top seven voted names. There are over 17,000 submitted names to name the snowplows here across Chicago. We have, we have Holy Plow, Sleet Home Chicago. We have Sears Plower. At number three, we have Salter Payton. Number two, Da Plow. And number one is Miss O'Leary's Plow. Put the full list of those. I think those are creative. I like those. I like the ones they picked. Okay, I'll put them on Instagram at US99 Chicago, along with this video that you have to see, because Kane Brown hit somebody with a golf ball, okay? And it sounded a little like this.
That sounded like it hit somebody.
Sounded like it hit somebody.
Did you show everybody? Hold on. Yeah, I'm on the phone. I feel like I gotta take a picture. This is gonna sound really weird, but I'm gonna need you to lift your shirt up for me.
All right, so it sounds like Kane Brown's on a microphone there, and it's because he is, because he was at a golf invitational, like the celebrity golf tournament, where he hit a golf ball, and that's when you hear him go, that sounded like it hit somebody, because it did hit somebody. And then in the video, you can see him interacting with the guy. He signed the golf ball, and then at the end, you hear him say, hey, you got to lift up your shirt. You can see him. Well, you can see the bruise. Kane Brown took a quick picture with him with the bruise, and the whole video is up on our Instagram US 99 Chicago, right next to the video for the new song that came out today from Dierks Bentley and Ashton McBride called Cowboy Boots.
That's why they call them cowboy boots.
They were made to crush a beer can, stomp out a cigarette.
That's why they call them cowboy boots.
So you can see the video, and I suggest checking out the video because it's actually shot at a really cool place in Nashville. It's called Robert's Western World. Now, it used to be an old school place where you can go ahead and get like boots and clothing and Western wear, and that's where Dierks actually got a bunch of stuff. However, it was recently, not recently, but it was then turned into a live music venue where a lot of people have played. Even Dierks has popped up to perform there. He drank, and the story goes that he once actually also left his credit card behind at that same place, which we all understand. We've done that. So you could see that video and that song and some other new music that came out, like Jordan Davis dropped a song, all on our Instagram at US 99 Chicago.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
What day is it?
Friday.
Let's do this.
All right, about to get you those Matt Stell tickets, but first, Rick, have you ever heard this song? This is like the new one. Miley Cyrus sings it. Here we go.
I can buy myself flowers.
Have you heard this? Okay, so it's like Miley Cyrus song that talks about, hey, I can do all these things for myself. I don't need you to do these things for me. And it's kind of a playoff like an old Bruno Mars song, very popular pop song right now. Well, there's a couple guys that made a country version of it, and I would like you to hear it. Are you ready?
Sure.
So in the Miley one, she's like, I can buy myself flowers. I can write my own name in the sand. I can do all these things for myself. These guys said,
I can buy myself a life. I call for my grizzly can.
It's awesome.
Is it awesome? So, Rick, I was thinking this. Would you enjoy this if I made a version that was like Chicago-based? I could buy my own hot dogs. I can take myself to the bean kind of thing.
That would be awesome.
Okay, I think I'm going to work on that. I think that's going to be my project. All because Rick would like it. Only for you, buddy.
There you go.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'm going to give you the good news of a story. Dave in Melrose Park, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Yeah, let's play.
The good news of the story is that there's a guy who lives in a neighborhood where everyone is very friendly. All the neighbors are always just stopping by each other's houses. What's the bad news of that story?
Maybe he's the neighbor that nobody wants to go by.
You know what? That actually would have made this story better for that guy. It's actually the opposite. The bad news of the story is that he came home and he found somebody in his house, one of his neighbors, wearing his clothes, eating his food, and he started a fire, like a campfire, not in his fireplace, in his living room, like on the floor.
Squatter's rights? Jesus.
Yeah, right? I know. Does squatter's rights count if you're just at work for a couple hours?
I mean, I guess it could.
To be honest, I don't actually know those rules. I would assume not, but... hey, weirder things have happened, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
What day is it?
Friday.
Let's do this!
It's showtime.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All the best things someone said to you this week. You let go of all the negative stuff, and you think of one thing that someone said to you that made you smile this week. 312-946-4995. Ryan in Glenview, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Well, a customer that I helped told my boss that I'm a great worker and he's lucky to have me. And my boss said, oh, I already know.
Oh, awesome. So that's like two things right there. That's two of them. I love that.
Yeah, and my daughter Amelia had something she wanted to say too.
Love that.
Also, my friend said that I was a really good friend today.
Wow, that's like one of the best things you can be is a good friend. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Love that. Well, you're doing a good job, Dad. Have a great weekend, guys.
Bye, thanks. Bye.
McHenry. Diane from McHenry. What's the best thing someone said to you this week?
My kids. I love you, Mom. Every time they hang up the phone.
So simple, right?
Yep.
I love that. Well, you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Bye.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.